I was wondering, Barbara, can you describe this experience running for office once again and getting reelected? How was it? Did you have to go out too much in the community? Do people know you already? How is the relationship with the
Well, I have an advantage because I've lived in this community for all my life, and everyone knows my name, which is good, right? Name recognition. So I have a lot that I have to stand up for because the name means something in this town. Cool. I've run for a lot of offices. I was a receiver of taxes, now the town clerk, day camp director, worked for the school as a truant officer. So I have input with students, their parents, their grandparents. So I've always felt that that's a good thing. That gets me votes because they know I will do a good job.
So now this office is being run by some Democrats and some Republicans. How is that, how
in
is that working?
In my office, my deputies are, we're not all the same party.
And how does it work?
Fine.
Fine.
Because we make it work.
We make it work.
We respect the people in the town. We are here to do a good job for the town. We get paid to do a good job for the town. And I have extended my hours to evenings until 6 on a Wednesday night. Saturday mornings, I do passports here, which you will not find a town clerk locally that does passports. We do notary service. We do hunting, fishing licenses. We do millions of things. I refer to myself as the mother of the town. As the mother of the town, it doesn't matter whether what party you are.
So you've been here for how long in
politics? In the town clerk's office, 10 years. Receiver of taxes for 16 years. Day camp director for 17. And I work for the Able Park School District for 37 and a half years.
Wow.
And I'm 74.
What can we say about voting? How was the voting turnout for this town and for the county overall from what you have heard?
I was told in the beginning that it was heavy. But after looking at some of the numbers, it wasn't. I just think that people just don't utilize the fact that they should be voting, whomever they vote for. Even when I campaign, I say, you know, I would appreciate your consideration, but if you don't, just get out and vote. That's your one right. That's the only way you can touch the world or touch whatever you need.
And what do you think are the issues that we are currently going through in terms of in our particular town and overall in the county?
I think every small town has the same issues. We all have high taxes. We have things we want to change. It's just, it never changed. I look at some of my board meetings back to 1970, and the things that were issue in 1970 are still an issue today.
And what can we do to resolve that? How is that the local
people
government?
People working together. Get closer together. Hopefully the new group coming in will work together. I mean, I've always said that whoever's there, I serve the people. I have to answer to only one person. That's the people that vote for me.
Yeah.
And they will tell me if I'm not doing good, but they won't vote for me or they'll be calling me on the phone. So although I don't have any expertise that I can vote on any of the things, the board members do, but I, again, the mother of the town, I hear it all.
Okay. And let me ask you one more question, and that is, with this new turn, what are the expectations that you have for yourself and for
the
individual?
We have a new supervisor coming in.
Yes.
Our other supervisors retired. But I've through here, I probably worked with 18 different people in the office of supervisor. They've all, as I said before, we're leaving our mark. You're going through, you're just a person. You're leaving your mark here. You hope you do good and leave it for someone else to move on. So this group that's coming in, I have high expectations. They're nice people. I'm sure they'll do just fine. And I'll be there to help them.
And can you share with us a little bit of what are the things that they might be doing that will continue to improve our community?
Well, we got a new zoning code. They're all working on that. They're trying to improve on that. So each group that comes in tries to add a little to it.
And what's the difference between this new zoning code and the one that we had before?
Or
the
one that more restrictions. You'd have to. I really don't deal with that. So
okay.
I'm just the minute person who takes the minutes. But there's changes, and sometimes I think a lot of perception out there. People just don't hear it right or whatever. Maybe more meetings. They'll be more open with public and let them know what's going on. That would be good.
You mean for the individuals who meet together, just to make sure that the meetings are open? I mean, the meetings are open.
Are open, and our meetings are televised on TV.
But people don't know?
They do, or they can't get those stations on their TV with a lot going on. But a lot, we are also on a website where you can go out and listen to our meetings.
What is that website? You remember?
townofsandlake.us.
And then you go up there and
you can listen to a recording that tells our meeting. You can listen to it.
Absolutely fascinating.
Since I've set that up.
Wow. Well,
we're very open. That's good.